Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Shut it down!
Hi, I'm John Taffer. You probably know me because I've rescued thousands of bars, hundreds of them on TV.
That's your future broken!
I'm also a best-selling author, and I've owned and operated a bunch of other businesses. But now, I'm here on Podcast One with my new show, No Excuses. I only yell at assholes. Every Tuesday, I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm giving you all things bar rescue, insider peeks of what's going on the set, current events and topics you care about, with in-your-face analysis, and you know how straight I can be. And I'm going to have unforgettable guest interviews with the world's most interesting people, and I'm going to ask them the questions that nobody else has ever asked them. And yes, sometimes I can be a bit of an ass, but I'm going to shut it down every Tuesday and make no excuses. It's going to be the number one show here on Podcast One. Listen to it every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com, on the Podcast One app, and on Apple Podcasts. And remember, rate and review it, or I'm going to shut you down.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yes! Koi Pond is back, you guys. Once again, Chase is missing, you guys. He fired himself. He's taking on the... and I know this is getting to be something I keep repeating on every episode, but I mean, you did... You built the foundation, Dre.
I don't know what's going on. I reached out to him.
Did you?
Brother to brother.
Yeah. And I love that. I love the fact that, you know, brother to brother. I love that.
I reached out to him and...
because he'll probably better understand you better.
That's what I was thinking. But he, you know, he didn't respond well.
He's not responding.
He didn't respond well.
It's crazy. It's really crazy.
His name is Chase DeRusso.
Yeah.
So
like, maybe
it was
we should
kind
call
of brother to half brother.
Let's call him.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, I don't know if he's available, but let's just see. I'll text him right now. But a lot of people are asking, whatever happened to Chase? And my answer is, black people fire themselves. That's all I have. That's all I have. Is that wrong for me to say that?
No, it's a fair assessment. I mean,
Now, here's the reason why. It's not a general statement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying out of my experience,
mm-hmm.
the two black guys that, you know, come on this pod have fired themselves.
Right.
And the ones that have not are not black. Kaylin is here.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Laxamana is still here.
Mm-hmm.
They have not fired themselves. Nor have I given them a reason to fire themselves.
And they probably don't have the inclination to.
They probably have no idea why. Why would we do that? And that's what I don't understand, because I gave you guys no reason to do that either. You just decided to leave.
I mean, sometimes it's internal. It's not.
It's internal. It's emotional.
It may have nothing to do with you.
Is it just emotional?
It's a bit emotional. Yeah. I mean, it's a little scarring. There's a little scarring. A little trauma.
It's a little traumatizing.
Yeah.
This is what I love the most about you, Dre. This is what I love about you.
Please, more. Yeah.
I love the fact that you look at things on the brighter side all the time. Have you always been that guy?
No.
So you used to be the negative Nancy all the time?
I've been pretty negative.
Are you still negative Nancy?
I can be sometimes. I have to fight it.
So then what is that? Why is that that people that give good advice never take their own advice? What is that? Because when I come with you with a world of shit, you always look at the brighter.
Well, because it's easier to see somebody else's situation. when you're in it, man, it's like...
it's different.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different.
No, but you don't understand. This is different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not different, but...
that's so funny.
But it's personal, so it makes it different.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You're like, nah, man, I'm in the middle of this. You don't get it.
You don't get it, man. This is different.
I mean, that's not necessarily your response. You listen.
Yeah.
But... There's a part of you, I'm sure, that's like, even when we're having conversations, you're like, nah, he don't understand.
He don't understand how I'm feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't know the true essence of
and
this
that's what it
emotion.
Is. But and that's the key. What you're saying right there is the key.
Yeah.
Because the emotion doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It only matters because you're in it.
That's so true.
But it's you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with the facts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
The facts of the situation.
The facts of the situation is...
yeah.
You don't understand this bitch I'm dealing with.
But I'm trying to tell you that they all the same.
They all the same, man. Bro, I watched this one video on Instagram, and it's this dude. He's got his dog, right? He's got this little dog, right? And he got a waffle. He's got a waffle that he split in half, and he split the to go box in half, and he put one waffle in one half. God, I can't even talk right now. On one plate, let's just say plate. He put a waffle on this plate, and then he put a waffle on his plate, and he's sitting on the floor, and he's pretending to eat his waffle, right? And the dog walks up and is trying to eat the waffle that's going into his mouth, and he's like, "I gave you the same damn thing. It's right there on your plate. You got the same damn thing." He goes, "God!" And then instead of eating the waffle, he hands it to the dog. He gives the waffle that he's about to eat to the dog, right?
Yeah.
So then he grabs the dog's plate, which had the same waffle, and now he's trying to eat that. So then the dog puts that waffle down that he just took and starts walking towards him again. He's like, "It's the same thing! It's the same damn thing, man! Damn!" It's the funniest shit.
That is.
And
funny.
The reason why is because the caption said, "Whenever you go out to eat with your girl." And I was dying because that's exactly what they do. It's exactly what they do, bro. Amy does that shit all the fucking time. I'm like, "Yo, why?" "Well, then we'll just share." I don't want to.
I don't
want to
share.
Who said I wanted to share?
I never gave you a reason to think I wanted to share.
I remember when she goes, "Yeah, I'll get the." Is that Mastro's?
Yeah.
And she goes, "Yeah, I mean, I'm in the mood for the filet mignon." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to get the ribeye." She's like, "All right, we'll just share the ribeye." I'm like, "No, what do you? No, that's two different steaks." "Yeah, I can't eat the whole thing."
"I can."
I'm like, "It's the same thing. It's the same damn thing, man." I turned into that dude. "It's the same thing, man." "It's the same thing." That's what I'm saying to Amy.
Right, right.
You do it to Gemma, right?
Oh, absolutely.
"It's the same thing." "Yeah, but I don't want to eat the whole filet mignon. If you're going to get the ribeye, I'll just share some of your—" "No! You get yours, I'll get mine."
"I mean, I'm going to be full, though."
"It's the same damn thing, man." I'm telling you, dude, I want to meet this dude. You ready? Okay, so the guy— Hold on.
"It's the same thing, man. You eating the same thing, man. Damn."
So now he gave the dog the waffle. Now he's taking his waffle from the dog. Now the dog what? Is going to put that waffle down.
"The same thing, man. I bought you the same thing. That's for my goddamn food."
Bro, this is the funniest video.
"Stop asking for my goddamn food.
It's the same thing. Why?" So true, huh?
I don't know, man.
But then again, we're—
I think as men, though, I think the food that we have, and I'm speaking of food specifically, looks more desirable on our plate.
It does. I think it's the way we eat it, too.
Yeah.
The way we eat it just looks yummy. Right? Because we eat it like men.
Yeah.
They're very dainty. And we're like, "Fucking, how do I get to the middle now? Is there any way I can stick my mouth in the middle of the steak and eat my way out of it?"
They're like, "Oh my God, that must be
holy
delicious.
Holy shit, that's savage over there.
That must be delicious. Oh my God, I gotta have some of that."
"It's the same thing, man.
Please, just a little piece.
And you got the same thing.
Just a slice, just give me the edge."
"No, you got the same damn thing, man.
I just want the outside."
Damn, here. Steak, man.
It's okay.
Damn, no, it's not. It's so true.
It's not that good. And then
I know.
It's not
yours
that
is
good.
Fatty. God damn it, man.
I could have ate that myself.
I could have ate that piece, man. Same and damn thing, dude. That's
and
shit.
Then we're so territorial with our food too, right,
bro? Yes.
So it's just like,
bro, the way he yells
had
at
that,
the way he yells at that dog is so goddamn funny, man. That it's is the funny. Same damn thing, man. It's literally two plates with one waffle here and one waffle here.
I know. I wish we could. I wish we could show it because that's just
go.
Too funny,
we'll man. Have it on video. You got it right. We got it on video. It's. Fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
And the way the dog's oblivious. He's yelling at this dog, and the dog's still moving forward for that waffle. If you don't mind, I'd like to eat that waffle as well.
Dogs don't care.
No, dogs don't give a shit.
About any of that.
Nope. I don't understand how humans let dogs kiss him in the mouth. I don't get it.
I don't do that.
I don't get it. That dog just nibbled on its butthole for 5 minutes. Because there's an itchy dingleberry that is trying to get to. And then you come home and you're like, come here, blah, blah, come, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, daddy miss you too. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Someone needs a milk bone. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. E. coli.
E. coli.
All over. All in your mustache.
Poop-a-li. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And then I talk to our dog like she understands what I mean.
Yeah.
So she attempts to kiss me in the mouth.
Yeah. Nope.
I go, what are you doing? like she's gonna answer.
You say that to the dog?
Yeah. The fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing? Like I see what you did with that tongue.
Like she's gonna answer, right? Like I just wanted a little affection,
bro. Dog, why can't dogs be like humans, right?
Yeah.
You can yell at a dog at the top of your lungs, and then pet it. 3 seconds later, everything's good. Your dog's like, "What fight? You were mad at me? What? I dug through the trash. What? I shit on the floor and you stepped on it with no shoes on. What? What? Let's just play again. Throw that ball." Like, they don't give a shit.
They don't.
They forget everything. They forgot everything.
Yeah, no concept of time.
Yeah, that's right. They have no what is it? Long term memory. They don't. They have no concept of time.
So you leave the house,
come back. They're like, whoa.
And you forget something.
Yeah.
And you come back 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
Holy. They think you've been gone all fucking day.
Holy shit! Where'd you go? Where the hell did you go to Alaska? Did you go hiking? Oh, man, it was crazy here. I don't know how to eat. I don't know who's going to give me water. You know how many cars drove by the window? 9 million. I barked at all of them. Thank God you're back, sir. Dogs are dumb. Cats don't give a shit.
No.
I was watching America's Got Talent, and they had these three cats that were trained, and they were killing it.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought they weren't able to do shit like this.
What were they trained to do?
Walk on their hind legs.
Get out
jump
of
through
here.
Hoops. Come don't get me wrong. There was one cat that was like, fuck it, I'm going to lick my paws for a second. During this live taping, hold on, I need to lick my paw.
But that's the thing about cats is that they don't care.
No, they don't care.
They do what they want, no, and they'll do it on their own time.
I've been independent.
Even if you train them, they might do it, but they're going to do it on their own time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this on my own.
Come on, jump through the hoop now.
I will. Next week.
I need you to jump through the hoop now. We're on
I
live TV.
I am not in the mood.
Jesus Christ, we went over this.
I know.
We went over this in the training
but
session.
But my paw itches.
When I say jump, you have to jump.
And I will.
I need you to do it now.
I want
to
do it next week.
We don't have time next week. We
I
have to do
give
it now.
A shit, lady. I'm a cat.
Fuck.
I am a cat.
Why didn't I get a dog?
See that? That's real life. How do you feel about cat owners? You know, when I used to date It ended right when they said they had a cat.
As soon as they said cat?
Right when they said cat.
I, for one, am allergic to cats.
Oh, my God. My eyes swell up. So, I look like Rocky in Rocky 2. When Apollo Creed beats the shit out of him.
I was at my cousin's in Las Vegas just a couple months ago. And my flight was at 6:30.
Yeah.
About 3 p.m., I was sitting watching TV.
Yeah.
He has like four or five cats.
Yeah.
Eyes swelling, running, nose running.
The worst.
Can you take me to the airport now?
So true.
Do you think I could go to the airport now?
Please, let me leave. Right now. I'm having a miserable time. I remember when I was going to take this girl out on a date, and she was like, she goes, if you don't mind, can we go back to my house, and I got to feed the cat? And I go, hey, how about if I just leave you there? Because this is going nowhere. Fuck you and your cat. I was wondering why my eyes are itching already. You have fur on your fucking shirt.
Everywhere.
Oh, you have fur in your wallet. Speaking of felines, we got Chase DeRusso too. This little mystical cat likes to wander off into a nearby alley in Houston. Let's find out why he's firing himself. We got Chase DeRusso online too. Chase,
what's up, man?
Where Chase. Are you, bro?
I'm in Houston right now. I'm in Houston, yeah, dealing with business.
I know, but why did you? Here's the thing, okay? You knew we had a problem, Chase, when you were here and Dre was missing, and then come to find out he fired himself. Am I right?
Did you make the cut?
Right.
Is this just something to are you retaliating? Like now you're trying to make us.
I thought you were going to be in Vegas this week. I had no idea you were going back to LA.
I don't know. It's really weird. I'm just saying this is weird that you've been missing. The fans are asking where you're at, and my only response is black people fire themselves. That's all I have.
Chase, this is Andre.
What's up?
Listen.
What's up, man?
I don't think he's made the connection that you said you were in Houston on business and I said I was in Vegas on business. We'll keep that between ourselves. We understand each other, right? Right, brother?
We understand each other. You know, business. Is
yeah.
Like, you know,
business.
Yeah, I get it too.
Yeah, you business. Get it too, right, Chris?
Oh, classic business.
Business. Caleb, you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
business.
We all know business.
Yeah, I got business to take care of, so I temporarily fired myself. And if you don't mind, I would like to come in for another interview in a couple weeks to get my job back. But I will say this. I don't appreciate a motherfucker firing me when I'm trying to handle my business. Can a motherfucker handle business without getting fired? Do you always got to be in my business? That's what I'm saying. I needed to step back. I needed to step back, go back to Houston. I don't know why I'm giving Chase one of the hardest voices he's ever heard. Because you know Chase does it.
He's ever heard, even
this
heard?
Chase has never heard this. Chase never talked like this. Even when Chase gets mad, it's very polite. I've seen Chase get mad at a heckler in the audience, and he went like this. Can you please shut up? Please. Can you please bring it down, buddy? Because I'm really upset right now, and you're really aching my buns, buddy.
Will you kindly go fornicate with yourself?
Will you kindly stop fornicating my routine? I greatly appreciate it, and I don't like big words, but I'll use them on you.
Buddy,
you hear me, buddy? Pal, when he calls you pal, you better run.
Smoke in the city, yeah.
Because you're not his pal, bro. You are not his pal. You hear me, pal? Buddy,
I strongly suggest you keep it down over there. You hear me, pal? Ugh. God. He comes backstage. Sorry about that. Got a little frustrated. Had to let the black come out. Chase, we want you back, man. I don't know why you fired yourself. Just come back already.
All right, I'm coming back.
All right. Hurry up, bro. You know we got shows in Vegas, right?
Right. I'll be there.
The last thing I want is Ryan doing time in front of me. All right. Is everything good in Houston?
Yeah, man. Everything's good. The weather is the Philippines. The weather is definitely the Philippines here. It's hot and
sticky, right?
Yeah, but you know what? It keeps people humble. The people are very humble here just because the weather keeps you in check. You know what I mean? Nobody takes a nice day for granted in Houston.
Hell no. I've been to Houston. That's hotter than hell. I never understood when my dad said hotter than hell till I went to Houston. I was like, my dad talked about this place. If you guys don't live in Houston and you live somewhere kind of, nice, like nice weather, if you want to know how hot it is in Houston, take a thermometer and put it between your balls and your thigh. Because that'll be the accurate amount of moisture and heat that you get in Houston.
Right.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Not fun. We miss you here, bro. Hurry up and get back. When are you coming back? Tomorrow?
I'll meet you in Vegas.
All right. We'll see you in Vegas, bro. You're hired.
Bye, buddy.
Hey, you're hired.
All right. Thank you.
Kiss your mom and your aunt for me.
Yes, we'll do.
All right, bye.
Peace.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Later.
That was funny.
Yeah.
See that? Even over the phone, he's fun.
Oh, man. He's jovial.
He's jovial. God damn it, man. I don't know where you pull these out.
I know.
Where do you get these?
I have a thesaurus in
my ear. Do you have a thesaurus?
In my earlobe.
In your earlobe?
Yeah.
What does jovious mean? Can anyone pull up jovious? What does jovious mean?
Or jovial will work.
Or jovial. He's jovial.
Yeah.
Is that what he is?
Mm-hmm.
He is jovial.
It's like Santa Claus. He's like St. Nick.
Here's the definition of jovial. You ready? I can't read it. Can you blow it up? Can you blow it? Yeah. Bigger font than that. Cheerful and friendly. He's jovial. Wow. When did you find the opportunity to use that word? That's
just
so
now.
Cool. Just
first
now.
First time ever.
So this has always been in your
I've had it.
Your there. Vocab?
Yeah.
So this is something you've always used?
No.
No. You just had this?
I don't have occasions to use the word jovial.
But you've always had this on your hip.
Chase DeRusso is the perfect example of jovial.
You surprise me every time, man.
Hey, man.
You surprise me every time, bro. Where you get these words, I don't know.
I used to read a lot. Used to.
You read?
I used to.
You read books? What was your favorite book? Go.
Oh, God.
Do you strongly suggest people read?
I
hate to read. I can't even train myself to read. I try. I can't. I'm not focused.
I don't know that reading is necessary.
No?
A lot of reading is necessary, I should say. I mean, reading is necessary, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't know that a lot of reading is. I mean, I don't know if you read what interests you.
Yes.
That's what I would say.
Read what interests you.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that. It's hard, though. It's hard, dude. Read, and I'm off. I'm off to the races, bro.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of something else. I've been on three pages.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember any of it.
I've done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I know I've read. I know I read each line.
Yeah.
I just wasn't taking any of it in.
But that's because your mind's in a different space.
Oh,
you're somewhere else. You're in a creative space thinking of other things.
Other things, man.
I remember I used to do that with textbooks in school. I used to just be like, what are we doing?
What is this?
What are we talking about right now?
Why are we
talking about this?
Can't do it.
No.
Nope. I don't know.
I'm not discouraging people from reading, though.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's...
See, because my son, it sucks being a parent, especially like when you're like us. But my son, it's mandatory that he reads a book this summer, right? And they're going to talk about it when he gets to this class, or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. That he's scheduled to do next year. Mm-hmm. And it's like a big book. It's like a hard book. Mm-hmm. It's like a Shakespeare book or some shit, right? And it's just like, I can't encourage him to read it. I could tell him. But in my head, I'm like, man, fuck that book. I can't read.
So my kids used to have summer reading.
Yes.
Assignments.
Yes.
And they would get the assignment in May, June.
Yeah.
1st of August would roll around.
That's when they read.
They haven't cracked the book open. No. And they'd go, they have this thing called Spark Notes. And yeah, they'd go get the Spark Notes.
And just read those.
Yeah.
My whole high school career was built on those.
Oh, of course.
On Spark Notes?
Yeah. Yeah. Spark Notes and Cliff Notes. Yeah. Don't forget about the Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's got to be a better way to teach these kids, man. I think the old school way is dumb.
It's a lot of busy work.
It's a lot of useless work.
Yeah.
You're teaching your kids to be cluttered and get out of the hole. Is that right? Does that make sense? No.
You're teaching them to be, what do you mean? Okay.
Like, it's just too much. You're giving them too much. They're kids.
They could definitely streamline.
Yeah, the man.
Education.
Yeah, I mean, you can make this a little cooler.
It's not that deep.
Well, you know, they took away cursive. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you wrote something in cursive aside from?
No, but when I take notes down, I do it in cursive.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't write in cursive at all.
Maybe I don't.
I can't remember the last time I wrote anything in cursive.
I do a combination.
I've done that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
It's like combination of cursive and regular handwriting. Yeah.
And by the way, when you become an adult, you don't write a lot of stuff anyway.
Yeah.
By hand.
Yeah.
So my handwriting has become atrocious.
Oh, mine's atrocious. I just tried to spell Joyville, and it's J-O-Y-V, and then I put a question mark because I didn't know what came after that. So atrocious, but I don't even know what that starts with.
But it's crazy because
it's got an O or an A.
It's crazy because it's a muscle, right? It's muscle memory, and you lose it.
Yeah,
it's a trip. Yeah, your body and your mind works like that. Like
yeah,
you will lose it.
Yeah,
something
you'll lose
as simple, excuse me, as simple as writing.
Yep, or breathing.
Or breathing.
Boom!
I was there with you.
You were good, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you guys, we got a new sponsor on the show. It's called Me Undies. That's right, Me Undies, M-E-U-N-D-I-E-S. That's right. M-E-U-N-D-I-E-S. Me Undies. I can't get enough of these damn things. I wear them all the time. Comfortable, form-fitting, and you know me. I need a lot of form-fitting down there. And nothing better to wear on stage when you're performing than Me Undies. So if you're not performing, still wear them because they're comfortable and they feel good. When I walk around, I always say this, hey, look at me undies. That's right, y'all. I'm wearing me undies. Damn, Joe, you look good. What's going on? Me undies. Me undies has a deal for my listeners. First time purchasers get 20% off of the first pair of me undies and free shipping. That's right. You get 20% off of the pair of underwear, and then you also get free shipping. They'll send it to you absolutely free. That's right, 20% off plus free shipping. And guarantee that you and your Me Undies will be very happy together. It'll be the sweetest relationship you've ever had. Because this one will never leave your side. Because you'll never let it go. And for 20% off, why would you? Free shipping? Are you crazy? They're practically giving you those undies. To get your 20% off of the first pair and free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Koi. That's right. MeUndies.com/Koi. That's MeUndies.com/Koi. Enjoy your underwear. You know who has a plethora?
That's a good word. Oh, shit, son.
You know who has a plethora?
Nice.
Of words at his disposal?
Who's that?
Your son.
He does.
Yeah. Dre Dupree. If you want to listen to him, go to his Instagram. It's Dre dot, right? Dre dot Dupree?
Dupree, D-U-P-R-E.
Yeah, go check it out. He's got a new song out that he just put out, and it's called
Waves.
Waves. We're going to play a sample for you right now. This is Little Dre, not Big Dre. This is his son, Little Dre.
I got this flow down to a science, live in Southern California, but I'm raining in every climate. Raving out with beasts, half machine on my ties, tight and it's laid out.
Light versus dark, my side's fighting. Turn the spark into lightning, turn tap water to diamonds. I'm back sparking the spice if I'm ever caught in a crisis. Look at my iris, I seen a couple nines around like dollar store prices. Fell asleep to the sound of sirens. Yeah, cause there's less heroes out in Babylon. We could always get at them, but it never seemed to matter. Dog, stay solid. I think that liquid got them gassed up. We top grade, but we was never the ones to pass up. Young Cash is king in this ring, I'm doing dances. The flow on point, watch me pirouette through these stanzas. Every clip, kill a gorilla, it go bananas. More shooters in my city with bandanas than bonanza. The bars used to signal me at random.
Yes!
He's killing it, man.
He's great, dude. Killing. Did you produce the track?
That's so good.
It's good, right?
Yeah, man. I'm impressed.
Yeah, he's killing
it. That's really
it.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
That was good, huh?
Yeah, I like that calm little jazzy beat in the back, too.
Yeah, bro.
The beat was nice.
Yeah. He brought it back to that era, that Tribe era, Jurassic 5 era.
He's got a lot to pull from, man. He's got a lot of knowledge of hip-hop to pull from. And music, and music in general. He's a student. He's a student of music. So
I love it, man.
Yeah, he's there, man.
That's so cool, man. When he was young, was he interested in what you were doing or no?
He was, but I didn't know. I didn't know that he was. You know, I didn't realize that he was even doing anything musically at all until he was maybe 16.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
But then he had like stacks and stacks of notebooks that he had been writing since he was in middle school.
Isn't that crazy?
And I didn't know. He never shared it. I think probably he probably felt like he wanted to wait till he was ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he was just working on it silently.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when did you find out that your son was starting to do it?
He was maybe a junior in high school, senior in high school.
And then you were like, oh, my son can flow.
Yeah. Yeah. We were in Austin, Texas, visiting a cousin, and me and the cousin were working on some stuff, and then he was like, I got something.
Yeah, he was like Kanye when he walked into Jay-Z's studio.
And we were like, what? And he was like, yeah. So he wrote like 8 bars or something.
Like, yeah.
And dropped it on the track, and I was like, oh, okay.
I was like, that's what's so up. Cool.
And then he didn't do nothing, you know, he didn't do anything for a while.
Yeah.
But he was still secretly working, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's what he went to school for. I mean, he went to school for audio engineering, so he's... You know, I mean, he's a professionally trained engineer.
That's so dope.
Yeah, producer, music theory.
So is he? Did he make that track?
Not that particular track. No.
Oh, really?
But he, you know, but he does his original stuff too.
That's so dope,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
The video is cool too. If you watch it on YouTube, like just the way the video is shot.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Who shot it?
Richard Whiteside. Hustle 2K. Nice. Hustle Content 2K is the company, but Richard Whiteside shot that. Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Good stuff, man.
I love it. I love anyone that puts their foot forward, man. And the cool thing, he didn't wait for anybody.
Yeah.
Did it on all himself, bro.
I'm proud of that, man. I'm proud of that.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, like we've said before, they're representatives of us, right?
Yeah.
And so the hustle part of it is more impressive to me than the musical part of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that means he's going to get out and go get it.
Yeah.
Whether I'm around or not.
Yeah, he's not going to wait.
Yeah.
He's not waiting for anybody.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can do it. Oh, I'm not going to wait for a record deal. No. I am a record deal.
Yep. I mean, yeah, you become the brand at that point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. This is me. This is who I am.
Now it's just a matter of building on the brand.
Yeah, man. Like, people don't understand. I mean, people do understand. I said this time and time again. It's like, you know, I laugh every time when people, you know, when they laugh and ask you, what's your secret? What is it? It's like, you know the secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
You're asking me because you're just trying to find another excuse to say I didn't know. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what hustle is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to hustle? Well, then go out there and just learn on your own. No one can teach you hustle, man.
Yeah.
Hustle's heart.
Yeah.
You know? Hustle's heart. Hustle's drive. Those are the key elements to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Heart and drive.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love it and you got to believe in it. And you got to want to do it. That's it. That's all you want. You want the secret? That's it. That's all it is. You don't have to buy a book. You don't need to go to a motivational speaker. You don't need any of that. It's in you, unless you want it to be in you. I get so frustrated when I hear people that come up to me and like, yo, how'd you do? Well, I don't get it. It's not happening for me. And then I go look at their grind and I'm like, well, you're not really doing anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Go do it. I ain't got the money. Well, then go get money. Get the money. Yo, money is out. Here's where the money is at. It's outside your front door.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. The minute you open the door, that's where the money's at. Go get it. Mm-hmm. There's so many ways to get money, man.
Well, what's amazing is that now going watching Andre go through the process and kind of helping him a little bit. I'm not, you know, I'm kind of on the, helping on the fringes.
Yeah.
Finding out the resources that are available.
Yeah.
For little or nothing.
Yeah.
You know, in this day and age. I mean.
Especially this day and age.
I mean, the ability to market yourself now is, I mean, whether it's, if you gain 10 fans.
Yeah.
You've made progress.
You've made so much more progress.
And I think that's part of the problem is that people look at things from a perspective of, they might look to see where a Joe Coy is.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, man, because it looks insurmountable.
Yeah.
The trying to get there.
Yeah.
But you didn't, that wasn't overnight.
No. I keep saying that.
You know what I mean? Like that took years and years of grinding.
Yeah, and years of failure, too.
And years and years of failure.
There's a lot of times where I'm just like, oh, I just killed my career right there.
But you built it one fan at a time.
Yeah, man.
And that's what I think that's the part people don't get. Because once you look at, if I go on Instagram and look at your numbers,
yeah,
I'll go, oh, man, I can't catch that.
Yeah. That's yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But if you have that type of attitude, you're not going to catch that.
Right. But you got to chip away at it.
Got to chip, bro. One little brick at a time.
Yeah.
Build your foundation. Look, perfect example of how this day and age moves, man, compared to how it was back in the day. Like you had to make a CD or a tape and you had to like get it in the right hands, blah, blah, blah. Now, bro, you press, it's the click of the button. Mm-hmm. The minute you press share, you just shared it to the world. Right?
Yep.
Now it's up to you continually promoting it, letting people know that it's out there. Mm-hmm. Because the minute I put it up, like right now, just us playing it, mm-hmm. Chris Loxamana never even knew that your son could do that.
Right.
And boom, his response. Right? That's a perfect example of the grind and hustle, right?
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
I'm impressed and I'm in.
Boom. It's that quick.
Yeah. I watched an interview of J. Cole. You know who J. Cole is?
Yeah.
And he was interviewing Lil Pump. You probably don't know who he is, but he's a like an internet.
Is this before the beef?
Guy.
Because I know they had beef.
No, after. It was after.
So after the beef, he yeah. interviews Lil Pump.
He interviews him because they were, you know, clearing up misconceptions of the beef or whatever.
Yeah.
But he asked him, he goes, how long have you been doing music?
Yeah.
And this kid goes, he's 17, by the way.
Yeah.
And he goes, about 2 years.
About 2 years.
And J. Cole was like, you only been rapping for 2 years?
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, my buddy was rapping, and we used to freestyle all the time. He said, oh, you should record that. And we recorded a couple songs and put them on SoundCloud, and they blew up.
Yeah.
And now he's, you know, he's touring the world.
Oh, yeah, the world. Crazy.
That quick, bro.
Yeah. Like, but, now here's the thing, though. You can't get mad at him.
No.
Because that's a perfect example of so many, oh God, you have so many tools now
mm-hmm.
to make it happen. And that's what I said earlier.
Yeah.
Like when people go, what's the secret? You know the secret.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows when you buy an iPhone that it has everything that you need to make a movie. You can make a music video. You can make your own beats on this damn phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is a walking studio. It's not going to be quality, but I'll tell you this, if you just sit and look at your phone and you keep asking yourself, well, how do I get there?
Right.
You can't get mad at Lil Pump.
No.
You cannot.
Nope.
Like, yes, it is frustrating, but you can't get mad at him.
Right.
Because it still took time for him to be like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he had the tools. Yeah, I'll do it. Give me that beat. Here's some lines, and let's upload it to SoundCloud. Those are the tools that are presented in front of him. You can't get mad at him for that.
Yeah, and it's almost like the more people know, the more fear they have, and
yeah.
so that gets in the way. If
yeah.
that makes sense. So it doesn't get in the way of a Lil Pump because he, for lack of a better term, didn't know any better.
Yeah,
he was just like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
And look what happened. And so what happens is people start knowing stuff and they start knowing too much.
Yeah.
And then they start going, oh, but I can't do that because da 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 da. And then if I do that, then blah 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 blah. Now I can't. And then now they're not, they know everything and they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that still comes down to being lazy, right?
It's a fear. There's a fear factor too, though. There's a fear factor that you're not. You have to address that. You have to look at the fear and go, you know what? I'm just being afraid. Let me just see what happens. And if it fails, then it fails. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember last year I did a this is so funny. I did a the allergy video. Remember
that?
Remember
that? Yeah.
And I was and I did it and I was like, oh, this is funny. This is funny. This is funny. And then I put it up and there was no response.
Yeah, but that's fine.
And I go and I was like, yeah, it just is what it is. No, it's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I just remember doing it and then I go, dang, Joe, I should have just gave you the concept. You remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I should have just gave you the concept and let you do it.
No, but what's cool is those are the – you did it, though.
Yeah.
The tools are in your hand.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it wasn't – it didn't get the response that you wanted, but what'd you gain from that? You gained so much from it.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, you didn't get – it didn't blow up, but you learned how to cut it yourself because you didn't know how to cut.
No. Nah.
You know how to put something together. Yeah, I don't even think you really knew how to use iMovie at that time.
Mm-mm.
You knew how to work it into a space of, what, 60 seconds?
60 seconds, yeah.
Like, all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, and you can't get mad at yourself for trying because that's like saying when Kalen goes up for the first time to do stand-up that he's going to get a standing ovation.
Right. Right, exactly. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Maybe when he does it his 100th time.
So
it's the same thing. You need to make 100 of those videos.
So maybe that fear comes from having too much expectation.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's deep too, because
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Because you can't expect that. You should expect the worst.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when something good happens, it feels that much
right,
better.
Right. Right.
But then you shouldn't go in with the mentality of it being worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should go in with the. That's such a weird way of describing it, but it's like that's the reality. It's like, expect the worst, but go in great.
And let me build on that. Is that a lot of people say trust the process, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't understand what that means. What that actually means is just do the work.
Do the work.
Stop worrying about what the outcome's going to be.
Yeah,
don't be outcome oriented. Be process oriented.
Yeah.
And that way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah. You did it, bro.
And that's the accomplishment. The accomplishment is that you did it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't think Michael Jackson had a bad song? You don't,
maybe
you don't,
one. Maybe one.
Exactly. You don't think Spielberg had a bad movie?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you don't think Michael Jordan had a bad game? Like, yo, that's the process.
Do you know, I'm sorry, but Spielberg, do you know that his story?
Yeah, I watched the whole documentary. It was one of the greatest documentaries of my life.
I mean, just Talk about hustle.
I strongly suggest everyone watch Steven Spielberg's documentary because you will question your own hustle.
Right.
This man went on to Universal Studios movie lot, went into a building, found an empty office space, and wrote his name on the door and set up shop, pretending to be a Hollywood director. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's hustle.
And then walk to fuck. He would just come out of his office and walk to things that were being shot on the lot and act like he was supposed to be part of the. And then he got a gig that way.
Yep.
Someone was like, "Oh, I guess that's a director right there. Let's here you go, buddy."
That's insane, man.
I love it, man. But that group, that style of. That's another thing, man. This whole me generation of just like, oh, it's just me and only I can be successful and I don't need anyone else to help me and nor do I want to help anybody because I don't want anyone to take me down mentality. That's what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas back in those days, it was Scorsese, it was Coppola, it was Spielberg, it was Lucas. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That was the four young guns in Hollywood. And they would meet every, like, I'm making this up, but they would meet every Tuesday night, show each other what they're working on, and they would help each other by critiquing what they should take in and take out. Like, what?
Yeah.
And because they knew, us four together, we're like the Power Rangers. When they come together, build one big robot,
right,
that's what they were.
Yeah.
They're one big, indestructible robot when they were together.
Putting our minds together, we can't lose.
We're indestructible.
Yeah.
And then when we leave here tonight, watch what we do on our own. because we got together and we built one big giant robot together. Yeah. That's the mentality. Yo, I'm telling you, hustle, drive, heart, all that, man. It all makes sense, man. Don't ever be mad at yourself because something failed. Be proud of yourself because you failed at it.
Right.
You took the balls to do it, man. You know how many people don't want to take the balls to do it?
Right.
And keep questioning themselves? Nah, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
My dad always tells me, he was like, man, you know, I live vicariously through you, Joe, because I always dreamed about being a pilot, but I was too scared to do it. I don't think he was really scared. I think he was cheap. I swear to God. I think my dad still, was literally cheap, and he didn't want to spend the money to be. Yeah, he used an excuse. What it was is he used an excuse. Mm. He used an excuse of it being expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, what are you living for? Now you're 71 and you're not a pilot. And I'm not disrespecting my dad. He's still a great man. You know what I mean? He he lived his life.
Mm-hmm.
He still became a flight attendant. You know, he still worked on C-5s and C-131s when he was in the Air Force. So he was always around planes. Mm-hmm. He just never got to the cockpit.
Right.
But he was always on a plane. When he retired from the Air Force, he couldn't see himself not in a jumbo jet. My dad said when kids – back when he was a kid, kids would buy models of fighter planes and put those together.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go and buy commercial planes and put those together because he was more fascinated on how the fuck are these planes moving tanks across the ocean. He couldn't put it together in his head. He thought that was so fascinating. A jet made sense. Yeah, you put a little human in it and it flies real fast.
Yeah.
He didn't understand how this big plane could have four tanks and fly that across the ocean. He thought that was fascinating. And the minute he got into the Air Force, that's all he wanted to work on. I want to work. I want to load planes. I want to understand the process of how these planes do it. My dad can load anything. He can load a fucking jumbo jet with whatever it needs because he gets it now.
Yeah.
But he really wants to fly it.
Yeah.
He's got his private. He knows how to fly. He's got a private license. Mm-hmm. He never took it to that next step of being a commercial pilot.
Yeah.
When he retired, he became a flight attendant because he had to be on those planes. He loves it. He loves it when it takes off. He loves it when it lands. My dad's in love with planes.
Wow.
The thing is, he just never took it. He never went that one step. Yeah. And he always tells me, he's like, I get mad at myself, son. I'm like, damn it. He always says that. Yeah. Damn it, I should have done it. He had perfect eye vision. He was a perfect pilot, man. Yeah. He looks like a pilot.
Yeah, he does. He does, actually.
Like, they don't part their hair like that anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That hairstyle from the 70s?
Yeah.
Where they part it, with a nice line down the side, and pull it over to the right.
Yeah.
They don't do it anymore. And, you know, and he's a perfect example of, like, damn it, I should have done it.
Mm.
And you can do that. Kaylin got a new car, Dre. I don't know. Yeah. Since you've been gone, I've been wanting to tell you that beautiful Prius out front, brand new, is Kaylin's.
I saw that.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous. Nice. It's silver with a dark gray interior.
Black interior, black dark interior, gray. Yeah, dark outside. Gray. Yeah.
How many? Speaking of electric cars, it's a hybrid, correct?
Well, actually, Chris is the Prius hybrid, which he also got on
TrueCar. Oh, what?
And then I'm the Honda Civic.
Oh, that's right. Yours is the Civic. I'm my the bad. Hatchback, but yours is the brand new Civic. The new design.
Yeah, mine is that brand new one.
It's beautiful. You know, that was my first car was a Honda, and I love Hondas. And I know that the one thing about Honda is they'll last about 47 years for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. 300,000
miles. 300,000
miles.
Yeah. That's standard for Honda.
Yeah.
And one thing that if anyone's going to buy a new car, that's a good one to start off with is the Honda. Am I right, Kaylin?
Oh, 100%.
But one thing I hate about getting a new car is shopping for a new car. I hate going to the dealership. Mm-hmm. I hate talking to dealers. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there, but I'm just saying it's annoying. I don't want to compare. I don't want to haggle. I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to barter. You know, I don't want to trade in animals for cars. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to, like, give my right foot for something. It's just like, hey, let me walk in, get my car, and leave. And the best way to do that is TrueCar. TrueCar.com. TrueCar. That's right. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your true price is great because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car that you wanted. They'll show you the same price. That's right. If you want a good buying experience, go to certified dealers at True Car with their true prices and and it's just the best way to do it. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Would you say that you loved your experience?
Yeah, it was as easy as getting a car can be.
Boom. That's right from Kaylin's mouth. It was so good that Chris Luxamana went and got a Prius from the same website.
Yep, yep.
True Car, you guys. Do it today. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do, man. Don't sit there thinking that you can't do it. Quit making excuses, man. Your son is a perfect example of all the tools in front of him. He's got two dads that know the grind, the hustle,
mm-hmm.
Can get him, that can move his feet for him.
Right.
He didn't ask anybody. He didn't ask you.
Yeah.
He didn't ask me.
In fact, he resisted my help.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And he never asked me.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy.
Right.
If I had an uncle that had like
access? Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, please.
Yeah.
Believe me, I got nephews, Dre.
Uh-huh.
And you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That are just like, I refuse to help them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no. You need to grind it out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You want your uncle to help? Then go grind, man.
Yeah.
Go show me you can do it. And then I'll come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll step in. But when I saw Dre put that out, I saw that little trailer. I was like, what? I ain't got this. Why didn't you give me this? Who are you?
He's trying to get it on his own, man.
Then I was like a little mad. I'm like, wait. You made a trailer? You didn't ask?
Right.
Give me your version.
Yeah.
Let me show you what uncle could do.
Yeah.
Let me cut it up real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because now you got me driven.
Right.
Now I got to show you what I can do.
And now
we got this little, now he sees what I can do, and now he understands that. Now maybe that'll inspire him to do that too, or mm-hmm. whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with people. Make sure your circle is tight and surrounded with the shit that moves you forward. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Dre's always going to be by my hip now, because now I can see what he can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's going to motivate me to do shit now.
Yeah. It's dope, man. It's dope.
Yeah, I love it, dude. I love the times that we live in. And it's crazy. And you know what's even crazier is, like, you know, when you have this hustle in the business that we have, you will realize that there's a bunch of shit out there that make it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to say this mm-hmm. without being...
I got you.
Because
no,
I don't like to diss, you know what I mean? Because I respect anyone's hustle. If you got 20 million fans because you did it, God bless you, bro.
Got it, yeah.
But that doesn't mean there's no more fans.
right.
You know what I mean? You didn't take all the fans.
Right.
That's your fans.
Right.
I can get mine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's shit out there. Yeah. Yeah, there's shit out there. And that's how you judge it. That's the meter. You know what I mean? There's bad cars, there's good cars. Mm-hmm. There's shitty rappers, there's good rappers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to use that. That's how the public knows he sucks, he's good. You got to have that.
Right.
Because if you just have good, then what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We might as well all just wear the same shirts then.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need good shirts, you need bad shirts.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the thing. A lot of people like those bad shirts.
Yeah.
You ever see someone walking in the mall and you're like, what the fuck is that? Why do you got rhinestones on that cross for? But
what
then he's looking at you going, what's that plain black V-neck?
Yeah.
You look like an asshole.
Why would you wear that?
Why would you cover up your chest hair? It's a bad example, but you know what I'm getting at, right?
It's all subjective,
man. It's all subjective, man.
Yeah.
It's enough for everybody. Everyone thinks that there's no more out there, man. Just go do it, man. Put it out there, man. God damn. Shit, now I'm mad at myself. Now I gotta go. Now after this pod, I'm gonna go and shoot a video. I have so many ideas in my head, but I'm lazy sometimes.
Yeah.
And I always use that as an excuse. Like, okay, I was on the road. I just want to rest. I always say that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I turn my phone or I don't even answer it. I'm like, I don't want to talk.
Well, in fairness to you, you do work pretty hard.
Yeah, that's true. But I do. I do. But I, you know, and then I see Batch, and it's like he don't even sleep.
Right.
Get off the plane, and then I see him on Instagram 5 hours later in Saudi Arabia. I'm like, what the fuck? I just flew from Chicago to L.A. with you. Now you're on a camel in Saudi Arabia? Huh?
And that sounds like a joke, but it's true.
That's not even a joke. because he ain't sleeping. He's like, yo, I ain't got time to sleep. I slept next to you on the plane.
Yeah.
Now I got to go. And I got to be that same way, man. I got to stop using excuses, man. I do that a lot, and I don't understand why I do it.
Me too, man. I'm guilty.
I'm guilty too.
I'm guilty of it.
And I use old for an excuse. I use I performed all week. I'm done. I can't do that anymore. It's like the tools are in your hand, you guys. Whatever you want to do, you can do it, man. Anything. I was flying a plane. I was flying, and this is way back in the day. This is like 17 years ago. Or 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was flying back from like some college. I'll make up a college. I'm pretty sure I'll have my whatever college I say, I was probably there. It was probably like North Carolina.
Okay.
And I'm flying back. This lady behind me, she's like, "What do you do?" I was like, "Oh, I'm a comedian, blah, blah, blah." And she's like, "Is that me or you?"
Yes, anyway, that was me.
Okay. And she's like, "Oh, what do you do?" "Oh, that's great." And she's like, "Oh," I go, "What do you do?" She's like, "I'm a lawyer."
Mm-hmm.
I just got my degree. Is that, you know, yeah. I just got my degree and blah, blah, blah. But, yo, she was, like, old. She was old. And not only that, she had cancer.
Wow.
She had cancer, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, she's bald. She had that ball hat on, you know, mm-hmm. the cap on. Because we were talking about cancer first. And then she asked me what I did. I was a comedian. She was like, "Oh, that's beautiful." She's like, and I go, "What do you do?" She goes, "I'm a lawyer." And then I go, "God, you're fighting cancer, and then you decide to go to college." She's still like, "You know what? I always wanted to be a lawyer."
Right.
You know what I mean? I raised my kids. You know, her kids were like 16 and 18 at the time. You know what I mean? And I got this cancer, and I was like, "I'm going to be a lawyer. I wanted to be a lawyer." and I was going through chemo, and I was going to school at night.
Yeah.
I was like, "What?" She goes, "I went to college and blah, blah, blah. And now look, now I practice it. I'm a practicing lawyer." I was like, "What the fuck?" And she's got cancer.
That's dope, man.
Fighting cancer, man. I guess she went to college and then she got pregnant and then life stopped for a while.
Yeah.
She always wanted to be a lawyer. Bam. Right when she started taking law classes at night and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, "What?"
Yeah.
"You got to be kidding me." Anyways, that's a perfect example of you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, we were stopped because of, you know, the way society kind of conditioned us for so long.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Generations before us. Like, once you get pregnant or get married or have kids,
it's done.
It's over.
It's not.
They're like, it's...
Anyone that says they have an obstacle in front of them and it's stopping them, try cancer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How about cancer?
Yeah.
Put that in front of you.
Yeah.
Because your obstacle, whatever your obstacle is, can't be as bad as her cancer. Because
that's the uncertainty whether you're going to be, how long you're going to be around.
Yeah.
And so with that uncertainty, to still push forward and go, "I'm still going to do this."
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a different obstacle. That's a different kind of obstacle.
Wait, are you saying that...
I'm saying both, actually. I'm saying that
whatever your obstacle is can't compare to that. Yeah.
And then also that obstacle probably drove her
harder. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But then people should see that drive and be inspired.
And be inspired by it.
Yeah. Because it exists.
Yeah.
And it is what, obtainable?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No?
It's close. Attainable.
Right?
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you want, it can happen.
Yeah, sure.
No matter what the problem is, you got it. Believe me. Is this a boring pod? Okay, good. I don't want it to be boring, and I don't want it to be like
preachy.
Like, once again, I'm not about that. It's just like, you know, when I saw Dre, it inspired me.
Yeah,
that's why I played it. It's like, yo, look at him. Look at this kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't think it's boring at all or preachy. I think you're giving away. You're dropping jewels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's self-motivating, too.
You're giving people some game, man.
Yeah, man.
Like.
I love it. I love going through the day, and I swear to God, people think I'm crazy, because I talk to myself a lot. And I can't even watch, like movies, like, because I drift off, and I'm thinking of something.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be just something like a simple bit, you know what I mean? But it's just like, it goes through my head for an hour. You know what I mean? How would it be funny, or how could I shoot that, or blah, blah, blah. I'm like Rain Man, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I still have to like create it, and I don't. Mm. So then when I see something like what Dre did, it inspires me to be like, okay, now I gotta cut this up. Because I think here's another thing. When I saw Dre's video, I had to pick it apart because that's just me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, it's got the text on it, and I want to get rid of the text. I'm not going to post it if it has mm-hmm. text on it. Mm-hmm. So can I get the actual footage so I can repost it?
Yeah, right.
And let me show. And it was kind of like me trying to show Dre, like, look, I cut this up, blah, blah. You like my version?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was something for me.
Yeah.
It's so funny, man. It's like crazy. Is that crazy?
But that's
it's like
just,
this self-motivating thing.
It's your drive to be creative.
Yeah.
So like even – so I'll tell you a story. So like real quick. So you know the Cardi B song Bodak Yellow, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's a song by Bryson Tiller called I can't remember the name of the song, whatever. I had the instrumental, right? And I was like – and I'm sitting at home probably doing something else, and I go – this would be a dope remix.
Yeah.
And I spent 4 hours matching the tempos of these songs. And I'm not a DJ. I'm not a producer.
Yeah.
But it's just the drive to be creative.
Yeah.
And I put those two together, and I was like, this is dope as fuck.
And you dropped the mic?
And, yeah. And I was
that's
just
great.
And I called my son, and I was like, listen to this, man. This is – I put this – what'd you put? Why'd you put that together? You know, and then I go, I don't know. It's just the drive to be creative.
Yeah.
So I took two – pieces of art that people really like.
Yeah.
And I created my own piece of art out of it because I had to.
Yeah.
Do you feel what I'm saying?
No, I love it.
Yeah.
That's what everyone should do.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example.
I think that's what you're saying. So when you saw the video, you're like, your mind starts working on what could I have done?
100.
Yeah.
And now I'm inspired. And see, that's another thing, man. I think everyone should always verbally talk out loud, man. Because I think when you do that, you inspire yourself as well. Like this kind of talk right now. I swear to God, I'll have a video up by tomorrow.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I'm going to go home. I'm going to shoot something real quick, and I'm going to put it up. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
People think I'm crazy, and I don't care. Yeah, I am crazy. I'm crazy for success.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about making my dream come true. I'm still living my dream. I'm crazy about building higher goals.
Yeah.
When you see someone else doing it, that means you can do it.
Yeah.
You don't think Michael Jordan saw Dr. J jump from the free throw line and go, man, I can do that with my knees bent. Remember when Dr. J did it?
Yeah,
he looked stiff as shit.
Right.
Michael's like, I'm going to watch this.
Kill that.
Watch this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wear heavy-ass shoes when I do it. those fucking J3s are the heaviest fucking shoes ever made by a man. Don't get me wrong. I buy them every time they come out.
Yeah.
I just bought the black ones. The black with the
cement.
The cement.
Yeah.
Bottom. Have I worn them? No. Why? Because my calves can't pick them up anymore. They're 5 pounds a piece. Yo, anyone that says shoes change the game, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Bill Russell played in Converse All-Stars.
Low tops.
Low tops, no ankle support, canvas with gum soles. Go fuck yourself. Larry Bird played in work boots.
Those shoes, by the way, those were our team shoes at University of
the
Pacific.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
My
freshman year. And the all-black
Magic,
Converse, right?
Magic had the same shoes, remember?
Yeah, his was purple and gold.
Heavy as
heavy
shit.
Heavy as
the heaviest shoes I've ever worn in my life.
They are workmen's boots. And Larry Bird's were all-black with white shoestrings.
Yep.
And I think they were 14 pounds total in combined weight. And that fool shot 33 points today. I think he looked at his jersey and went, I'm going to shoot this tonight. I'm telling you, man. Stop making excuses is what I'm saying. Right. That was a long way to say stop making excuses.
That's right.
But that's a perfect example. I need these shoes. I can't play because I need those shoes. No, you don't. There's kids in Kenya playing soccer. Barefoot.
Yep. True story.
Killing the game.
True story.
Stop.
Gemma sent me video of kids in the Philippines.
Balling out, bro. Barefoot.
In flip flops.
In flip, balling out.
True story.
I've seen the video. I saw it. No, I saw it live.
Yeah.
Balling out, bro.
I was like, wow.
You don't think there's some kids in the Dominican?
Right.
Playing baseball with a broomstick?
Right.
That's why Puig knocks it out of the fucking park. Because he got pinpoint accuracy. He's been hitting the home runs with a hanger. Now you're going to give him a bat? You're like, oh.
It's luxury.
Oh, papi, watch what I do with this. I'm going to hit this into San Diego. I swear, the more you take away from these cats, the stronger they build.
That's true, man.
Right?
That's true.
That's why hip-hop was so good back in the day.
That's true.
They had nothing. That's why RZA was so creative, because he had nothing.
Create from what's around you, man.
Whatever you got, use it.
Yep.
That's why I love it. That's the essence of soul that I love the most, man. Mm-hmm. It's because they didn't have anything.
Yeah.
They had to create it. We don't have a drummer.
Right.
I'm going to take this beat right here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run it back a couple times. Right?
I'm going to loop it.
I'm going to loop this track. They didn't have techniques.
Take this break beat. Take the break of that song. And loop it.
I'm going to steal that beat.
It's a new song.
Boom. How about the guys that couldn't even afford the record player and said, you know what? I'm going to do this beat with my mouth.
Right?
You rap and I'll make the beat. Got it, Rick? Got it, Doug. And if anyone doesn't know that reference, fucking research it.
That was the funniest rendition of that conversation. Between those two.
I don't think anyone knows what I'm talking about. If I did that joke for myself.
Got it, Rick? Got it, Doug.
Got it, Doug. How's that beat that I just came out with, Rick? It was fresh. Doug, that was fresh. Would you like my rhyme? It's pretty slick, Rick.
Listeners are like, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Bro, that shit was dope. The show? Are you kidding me?
Bro.
Priceless. They don't know, man. You guys, when you finally decide to hustle and grind, just go to class, man. Look at the old cats, man. Look what they did. You can do it, man. It's not easier.
No.
It's not easier. In fact, it's harder. You know why? Because there's more playing the game now.
Yep.
But it is easier because you have a lot of tools. Which means your excuse is just you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Huh. Back in the day, they were like, Eazy-E was counting on a radio station just to play the record.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Just play this record. What do I got to pay you guys?
Right.
Let me give you guys some money. Play it, motherfuckers. Play our record, motherfucker. Do you know who this motherfucker is? Dr. Dre, man. He's going to change the face of music if you just see my vision, motherfucker. Talk about visualizing.
Right.
That dude had a vision. Holy shit. That's another one.
Easy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone says Dre. No. E. E, you guys. Do the research. Talk about visualization. Holy shit. Music to this day would not exist if it wasn't for E.
Nope.
Not at all. And I'm saying today. Today.
Not in the form it's in. No.
There wouldn't be a Kendrick Lamar, you guys.
No.
If it wasn't for E. E changed the game, bro. Hands down. Hustled, took the money, and knew exactly what to do with it. He knew that it was missing, and it needed to be represented.
Right.
And he put it out there. Dr. Dre, are you kidding me? Ice Cube, are you kidding me? Bone Thugs and Harmony, are you kidding me? Black Eyed Peas,
are you
kidding me?
Eminem, 50, the game. 50,
the game. Bro.
That's the whole tree. That's the tree.
Nate Dogg.
That's the whole family tree, man.
Everything that happened in hip-hop to this day came from that. I love it when Kendrick Lamar said that he's in the Dr. Dre video. As a baby. And I'm just like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. I think he's in the video or something like that. And it's just like, yeah, exactly. And if it wasn't for E, there would be no Dre.
Right.
I couldn't believe Dre's story.
It's real, man.
I had no idea. You talk about hustle? That dude deserves to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
That fool walked away from a dynasty because he knew it was wrong.
The death row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He walked away and he was like, nope. Nope, this is wrong. This is how we got to do it.
Right.
So take everything that I've done for you.
Yeah.
And don't give me anything.
Keep that.
I will start from zero.
On a positive.
And watch what I do.
In a positive lane. Yeah.
He made that entire Chronic CD on his own. In his garage, you guys. Shot the video. That's why when you watch the video, you're like, this is cheesy. Yeah, because he grabbed some cameras and he shot it, you fucking assholes. Hollywood wasn't going to give him the money.
Right.
Anyways, am I being too preachy? I don't want to do this. Is the I hope I'm not too preachy episode. But it's self-motivating. Every now and then, the Koi Pond, we like to do that.
Yeah.
We like to inspire ourselves as well.
It's all good, man.
It's all good. Throw that energy out there and share it. Share it with the world, you guys. Quit holding on to shit.
Yep.
You ain't going to go nowhere with it. You're just going to die with your hands clutched together.
What's the saying? There's a saying about, if you can find it for me really quick, Kalen, about music, about the music inside you or something to that effect. Or I want to get the exact quote, though.
Uh-huh. It's
dying with the music inside you. I think I'm pretty close.
Oh, because you don't share it. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
People don't understand that. It's so much deeper than that. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Your success is based on how far I can go. Like, you die like that. Right? Yeah. Does that make sense?
No, yeah.
Yeah, you got it pretty much right. I believe it's don't die with your music still inside you.
Yes. Yeah. That's. Yeah. I love that. I'm going to tweet that.
Because think about how selfish that is.
It's so selfish.
Think about you having those gifts and not sharing
them. Not sharing it. It's like, yo, share everything, man. Don't worry about what happens after you share it, man. That's right. Life. That's right. Life. You have it. Quit worrying about, I only want people to know that it came from me. Don't worry. They will.
Yeah.
They will, bro. They will. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I don't want him to have all those fans. He's going to get it anyways.
Right.
She's going to get it anyways.
The universe has a way of straightening all that out.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's so deep. The universe has its way of straightening everything out. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, man. When you sit there and concentrate on one person your whole life, guess what? You just wasted your whole life on one person, and that person wasn't you.
Right.
How fucking awful is that? That's why I say that, man. When you spend that energy on Little Pump, it's a waste. It's a right. Fucking waste. You know why? Because right. He doesn't even know who the fuck you are.
Right.
Because he's walking around this world,
mm-hmm.
touring,
mm-hmm.
talking to people that know who the fuck he is. And that's it.
Yep.
So stop worrying about what he did and get mad at it. Just understand that it's obtainable. Yep. Hey, I brought it back.
That's nice, man.
Yeah, man. Let people enjoy their success. Worry about your own success. Damn. That's another one. I'm going to write that down. All right, you guys. That's the Koi Pond. I hope that was good. Not too preachy. Dre Dupree, y'all.
Go get it.
Go get it. Koi Pond. We're out.
I got this flow down to a science. Live in Southern California, but I'm raining in every climate. Raving out with beast, half machine on my ties tight and it's laid out. Light versus dark, my side's fighting. Turn the spark into lightning, turn tap water to diamonds. I'm back sparking the spice if I'm ever caught in a crisis. Look at my iris, I seen a couple nines around like dollar store prices. Fell asleep to the sound of sirens. Yeah, cause there's less heroes out in Babylon. We could always get at them, but it never seemed to matter. Dog stays solid. I think that liquid got them gassed up. We top grade, but we was never the ones to pass up. Young cash is king in this ring. I'm doing dances. The flow on point, watch me pirouette through these stanzas. Every clip, kill a gorilla, it go bananas. More shooters in my city with bandanas than bonanza. The bars used to signal me at random. I went from Kyocera to Samsung to damn sun. Put more hands up than a roller coaster, a handgun. Yeah.
Had to exhale my exes, I'm burning bridges. Thought about them like timetables, it was getting between my digits. 10 is a lot of minutes for racket over the net. I'm over the back and forth, got aces all in my set. Yeah, set every bar like I'm studying law. No briefcase, my case low, took a summer to solve. If I'm the underground, then let it be the Hollywood Walks. Feels Costa was on, cause I'm only under the stars. And steady dreaming, ain't shooting off, but they already bleeding. If life's a dice game, then I bet he's scheming. Future bright like I barely seen it, and moves off and change the scene. Yeah, these niggas swear they nice, but they rarely mean it. You ain't never seen a genius so undefeated since Stephen was out in Eden. Pick apples up out the trees and took through safari to stream it to you. Now I bless your speakers off to me to any reason. Throwing these up, please believe it. Henny pizza in my freezer next to Ether. It's a double feature creature. You was just a teaser. In the field, kept it real, trying to buy my freedom. Felt the darkness creeping up. I don't even sleep enough. Yeah, we are not the same, I am a Martian. If the game don't work, the niggas blowing out the cartridge. Sega Genesis of a nemesis, venom carnage. Ain't no innocence, every citizen is a target. The nights often get darkest before the blessings. And every boss told me take the losses as lessons. I'm brushing off all the stresses, got them blushing in all their dresses. So I take them out with no pressure, making out with the extras. Yeah, you on that lame shit. On the lexicon and you don't know the language. Thought it was gang gang, you don't even bang shit. How could you not see? I'm laughing where your race went. That's where the Mark Sativa. I let the karma clean up. I started eating when my plate filled up with beef. Think the stakes are too high. Young bull in his seat, first class. The guys don't dabble in forced laughs. We at the back of niggas' necks like shirt tags. And you could run and tell them that you heard that. Both guilty, doesn't matter which side praise. With no directions on, anything can go sideways. I'm Google mapping stars trying to find space. Boys in the hood, I was born on the 9 trade. And that don't make sense, man.